you could be fortunate and have reasonable Japanese sentries, and it was not too tough. You could be unfortunate and get someone who was vindictive, and it could be hell. And it was bad for a lot of people. The biggest problem was they made no provision for food. I don't think I had a mouthful of food from the time we came under Japanese control until we arrived at Camp O'Donnell.
About how many days or weeks?
It's about a week, I guess.
About a week.
Yeah. But the biggest problem was no water. It's tough to go without water in the tropics. What water was available, you had to grab on the run from artesian wells that now and then would show up along the road. They had been drilled by the American Army years before in an effort to clean up the water supply of the Philippines. But the distance of the march was not that great, but the condition of the men was deplorable. They were in no shape to walk any distance, and they had to walk quite a ways.
What if they fell? What would the guards do?
Well, they shot people that couldn't get on. Some people tried to get away, and they shot them. I don't know at this point just how bad it was, because where I was, it wasn't as bad as I've heard other people tell. And so I wouldn't want to repeat something that I don't know with any assurance. I do know it was a rough walk simply because we had no food and very little water, and they changed sentries every few miles, but they never changed us.
I see.
In fact, they put the sentries on bicycles on one section of the road, so they were riding bikes and we were trying to keep up on foot.